Going on, everybody. This is Captain John Hawthorne here with Bay Street Outfitters in Beaufort, South Carolina, for your weekly fish report. So this week, I would say it was pretty tough on some certain days. Shallow water inshore specifically. We have tons of clean water, tons of redfish in and around. A lot of sea trout still hanging around. The weather was pretty mild. A little bit warm on some days, really, but the water is pretty cold. Inshore, we're looking around 55 degrees, 57, 58, depends where exactly you're fishing, maybe in the 60s if you're kind of lucky, but most of it's below 60s. And I say it was tough. That's primarily where I chose to fish this week. I was fishing some skinnier flats than I normally do, really just exploring some new water. But the skinny flats, they don't stay as warm as long as the bigger flats. And when I say skinny, I mean maybe like 10 yards in width from like the bank to essentially like a drop off where it gets a little too deep to see much. So I think that 3-4 foot range, give or take again. And so that skinny water, especially in a low tide, there's not a whole lot of it left. And so you don't see anything. It's not that they're not there. They're just probably a little bit deeper. So if you're sight fishing, that makes it really tough. If you're just blind casting, working a bank, it doesn't hurt you too bad because you're just kind of hucking and chucking anyway. Speaking of hucking and chucking, I did do a lot of that as well. if I'm hucking and chucking this time of year, I'm generally going to throw like a spinner bait or if it's really deep. But mostly I'm going to be throwing like a paddle tail, something that has a little bit of movement, and that paddle tail, believe it or not, kind of gives it a thumping noise underwater as that paddle kind of goes back and forth. So definitely something with some action to it, or something that's going to be an attractor. And to be honest, you'll probably spook a lot of fish doing that, especially if you're just posted up on an anchor or trolling motor, just working spots. This time of year, probably spook some fish. But when I spook fish, I generally think, okay, it's a good sign. I mean, there's fish here, so I can either go back, the next day, a couple days later, or I can really let them calm down for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, come back on a little bit different tide. Generally, they've moved on or forgotten about it, and you can go back again. So that's what I mean by skinny flats. The bigger flats, I didn't fish a whole lot of them this past week, but the couple that I did, It was a little bit better, a little bit hungrier fish. Big groups though, big schools, anywhere from 25 to like 200 fish, give or take, in a school. I don't talk a lot about creeks, if you guys have noticed in my reports, because I don't do a whole lot of creek fishing. I fish the mouths of creeks a lot, but I generally prefer flats. At least here in Beaufort, we've got Lord knows how many creeks, and this time of year especially, it's a small percentage of them that are going to hold redfish, which is what I'm primarily going for. Now, sea trout is a different story. There's a lot of sea trout in and around most creeks. Finding big ones and stuff here. Our average is like 14 inches, give or take. But those skinnier creeks, I guess, when I do go in them, I look on the edges more so than in deep shallows, or in the deep shallows. Look on the edges more than in kind of dead center of the creek. It's generally where the food source is going to be for these fish. So that's a tip there. I'll try and get a little more creek fishing done in the next couple of weeks to be able to give you a better report on the creeks. If you guys are running around near shore, I had the opportunity to do that again this past week. It was pretty good. We saw, we got actually a big old black drum off the bottom. Bunch of black sea bass are in and around. Some albies were playing on top for a little bit, and then they dove, got a little deeper. We were able to target those on fly and light tackle. Light tackle, casting jig works really well, or kind of a bigger Z-man. Fly, kind of gummy minnow, surf candy style fly with like a you can get away with an 8-weight, but I would at least want a 9 really for an albie, 9-10, something like that. And then looking towards next week, we got a little bit of front coming through. Nothing crazy weather-wise. Some rain next couple of days. But it's just going to get cold again. So, maybe below freezing. So it'll be interesting to see how these fish react to it, with the water being as cold as it is already. I don't think much will change. They may slow down a little bit in terms of eating. They're still eating pretty good right now. It's usually about this time of year, maybe a week or two more, where the feeding slows down a little bit and they become super, super picky. So right now they're still eating pretty good, but I'll keep you guys posted on what happens the next couple weeks, with that water temperature continuing to drop a little bit. But yeah, that's it for me, guys. Hope you guys had a good week and are able to get out there this weekend.